Good morning once again, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for joining us for another edition of the Daily Bread broadcast. This is your host, Marcus Brown, reporting. Ladies and gentlemen, we have passed through, especially the past 3 years, starting to hit close towards the end of 2019, all the way on to the present time, where we have learned of a pandemic. Perhaps you just jog your memory. COVID-19, and it was called because of the year 2019, they claimed they discovered it. Anyway, the information has been out, and of course, what they have done really is they developed a virus which has been accidentally released on the earth. And as the Apostle Paul said, they were the inventors of evil things. And so you and I need to remember and bring into your remembrance a promise that God has made. And that is that he will be our healer. And so today I want to talk about the subject of healing is available. The divine healing rather is available. In Romans, the first chapter, I was Googling that. What does, inventors of evil things, and that's what Paul was saying. There were some who at the end times, as we have discovered, as being inventors of evil things. And in this case, what they're doing is developing, really, a type of super virus designed to attack mankind. They're not found in nature, in spite of the different stories they have been reporting. All this information is out on the web. It's all over the place, really, for those who are willing to look. Nevertheless, this is the times in which you and I are living. And I want to remind you, ladies and gentlemen, as children of the Most High God, that healing is available. Now, we're going to see, ladies and gentlemen, that part of the prophecy that Jesus gave in Matthew, the 24th chapter, especially in verse 7, where he talks about pestilence is going to be on the earth. These are some of the things that are going to come upon mankind. And he was just saying, the disciples asked him, what shall be the sign of your coming and of the end of the age? And so what he described in Matthew, the 24th chapter, as he goes on the list of things in verse 7, he says, for nation shall rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom. And there shall be famine and pestilence and earthquakes in different places. Famine and pestilence. All right, shortage of food and so on. Now, in the book of Revelation, the 6th chapter, verses 7 through 8, describes what happens when the fourth seal, remember there were seven, and the fourth of seven seals were opened. And what did we find? Well, in verse 7, he says, let's go to Revelation chapter 6. And in verse 7, when he had opened the fourth seal, I heard the voice of the fourth beast say, come and see. Now, you can read the whole chapter in your own time, but I'm zeroing in on the part that's relevant to our healing today and the need for us to recognize that divine healing is available. So we need not be afraid. We were called for such a time as this, but we need to be prepared. You and I need to ensure that we are walking with the Lord. Verse 8 of Revelation 6 says, I look and behold a pale horse, and his name that sat on him was death and hell followed with him. And power was given unto them over the fourth part of the earth to kill with sword and with hunger and with death and with the beast of the earth. 1/4 of mankind is going to be killed by those various instruments which were just described. And among them was what Matthew 24 referred to as pestilence or diseases. That's right. A lot of people are going to lose their life because they do not know how to receive divine healing. Now, what is the cause of that? Well, the general real gist of it is that they're not walking with the Lord. But you and I are. And so the point is that you then need to stick with him. Now, the best way really is to just stay healthy, and God will show you and give you additional information with regards to how this should work. In other words, how you ought to take care of yourself. My point being, though, is that you and I need not be afraid of whatever terror they are trying to use to get the people to surrender to this supposed new world order or new way of doing things. You see it happening even in the currencies and so on, where they are trying to control anything and everybody. But nevertheless, we're not going to let them dissuade us, because our job was what? To go and preach the good news of the coming kingdom of God to all nations, and then the end shall come. Exodus the 15th chapter and verse 26 says, if you will diligently listen to the voice of the Lord your God. So there is the key. Diligently listen to God. And will also and will do that which is right in his sight, and will give ear to his commandments, and keep all his statutes, I will put none of these diseases upon you which I brought upon the Egyptians, for I am the Lord that healeth thee. I am Jehovah Rapha. That's what he's saying. He is our healer. Now, ladies and gentlemen, what I'm trying to convey, because I know I just thrown out a lot, but I want us to understand. Divine healing is available. What does that mean? It means you want supernatural intervention from God for whatever that causes your body to malfunction. Right? You want it to function properly. He is the true physician. He knows all about you because you were made by him. Therefore, he knows all about how to put you back together and to keep you that way. And so you and I then, with our close walk with him, we are going to ensure that we get the protection that we need, ladies and gentlemen. And so I am saying to you that regardless of what they're going to try to unleash on the earth, because the word in the street is that, you know, we should expect a pandemic in 2025. I don't know if they are accurate or not. It doesn't matter. The point is that we know Paul said they are inventors of evil thing. And so we're not surprised that this was developed. Actually, they had the patent out in 1996, if I remember that. Yes, somewhere out there, between 92 and 96, it was developed by a company called Pfizer. And of course, the original project was done at the University of North Carolina in the United States. Nevertheless, they described all of this, and God is allowing all this to come out. Remember, you know, God is going to expose a lot of things before he comes to set up the kingdom of God. And so for those who have eyes to see and a mind to comprehend, we begin to see all these things before us. And so the wise see trouble coming and take the necessary evasive, decisions so that we won't pass on or punish like the simple. So you and I now see what is developing, and I'm saying to you now is the time for you to check upon yourself and your resources and what it is you need to put in place, because you're in it for the long haul, so to speak. You're going to continue to promote and demonstrate the kingdom of God. Now, in the 91st Psalm, there is a very, very encouraging word that comes from the Lord with regards to this type of thing. It says, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God. In him will I trust. And that is what I am saying to you. Trust in the Lord. I am trusting him. He's going to protect me, and he will protect you also. You pay close attention to him and follow his instructions, as we just learned in Exodus 15, 26, verse 3 of Psalm 91. Surely we'll deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. There is that word again, pestilence. Verse 4, he shall cover you with his feathers, and under his wings shall you trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Folks, you and I know the truth. We know what God has promised and what he has done and what he will do on our behalf. Among them is this thing called divine healing. What does that mean again? It means divine intervention superseding the laws of nature, so that those who have put whatever in our way won't have their final say, because God is going to override that on our behalf. He will use his power and our behalf. And so we need to keep this in mind and stay focused on him and recognize that he has our back. All we need to do is to stay close to him and do as he directs. Verse 5 of Revelation, Psalm 91, verse 5 says, "You shall not be afraid of the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flies by day, nor for the pestilence that walk in darkness, nor for the destruction that waste at noonday." Verse 7, 1,000 shall fall at your side, 10,000 at your right hand, but it shall not come near you. Some of this may be nuclear, you know, terrorism or proliferation, however it is applied. Nevertheless, we are not scared, because God is with us. "Only with your eyes," verse 8 says, "shall you behold and see the reward of the wicked." That is for those who won't pay attention, and also for those who are unleashing these calamity on the earth. Verse 9 says, "Because you have made the Lord, which is my Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, your habitation, there shall no evil befall you, neither shall any plague come near your dwelling." Now, ladies and gentlemen, this COVID-19 really is a plague. It's a demon system that was actually put together by unscrupulous characters, and they unleashed it on the earth, and they try to pass it off as an accident, saying that this was escaped from some wet lab in a place in China. Well, the evidence is out, and they are wrong, and they are doing just what the Bible says they would be doing. They would be developing evil things. But you and I need not be scared. By the way, this is not the only thing that people need divine healing from. There are other less potent operations or circumstances, but the point is, it follows just the same way. By faith, you can receive divine healing from the Lord. And this is what I'm trying to convey to you. I've been trying to say in all these messages that you and I need to walk in faith. We need to believe the promises of God. One of the things that he has promised is divine healing. It is as sure as your salvation. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to encourage you to study these scriptures. I want you to continue to pray. Hope that, you know, raise your prayer level to a higher standard, so to speak. Grow up to another level where you're going to spend more time with the Lord. You're going to spend more listening to him, paying attention to him, and correcting things that are out of whack. We all need correction, myself included. And so I'm going to press on along that line. I want to encourage you to do the same. But I want to let you know you need not be afraid of whatever they are promising. I hear all the different talk and what they're saying. Well, you know, when the next pandemic comes, everything should be controlled by the World Health Organization. Well, for judging from their record the last time, those are the last people you'd want to put in charge. Nevertheless, some people are naive enough to want to put them there, and others are cunning enough to want to have them there because they can manipulate them and do what they have always wanted to do, which is help reduce the Earth's population. Well, one of the ways they're going to do that is cause people to die, you know, in abundance. But what I am saying to you, don't be fearful. You pay attention to the Lord. He got your back. He's going to protect you. I read this psalm again, and you learn this psalm so that you can repeat it by heart. You may not have a Bible to read from during the times when these things are coming up on the earth. You want to be able to just say this by memory. You know for sure. You know that God hears you when he talks. Because we know that he hears us, we will receive the petition. In this case, we're talking about divine healing. And so you know you will receive that. It can come in different forms. It can just come in the form of protection where you never get touched in the first place, or if you get touched, it just removes supernaturally. Either way, it doesn't really matter. The point is that he has made a promise, and he's going to keep his word. By the stripes of Jesus Christ, we read, we are healed. And so you and I don't have to worry about these things. But if you don't know about it, ladies and gentlemen, then you can be caught off guard. So I'm saying to you, it doesn't matter. Start right now. If you have other little things that may need assistance and you need divine intervention and so on, go ahead, start now, start praying and start practicing, so when the bigger issues come, you'll be ready. Want to encourage you once again, ladies and gentlemen, study all of these, study up on this subject, stay current to what is going on. Do not be scared of all the different calamities that these people are prophesying and planning to bring to pass. They will not have the last word. The kingdom of God is going to be established on planet earth, whether they like it or not. And their little new world order is not going to last very long. God is going to come and set up the kingdom of God on earth, and we're going to take over everything, and the saints are going to reign and rule on this planet. That is as sure as the rising of tomorrow's sun and the setting of the same. Keep your eyes on Jesus, because in due season you're going to reap if you do not faint, according to Galatians 6:9. So thank you so much for listening to this lesson. We'll see you next time.